KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have drizzle, 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning. Cloudy skies today with rain and isolated thundershowers. A high of 58. We picked up 23 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Members of a family in Walnut escaped a fire at their home Sunday evening, according to reports. Walnut firefighters were called to 710 Highland Street at around 5 p.m. Sunday. Smoke coming from an upstairs bedroom was visible upon firefighters' approach. A small blaze was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. The cause was not immediately clear. A camper trailer exploded Sunday afternoon in Crawford County, seriously injuring a man. According to reports, deputies were called to the scene near Cedar Street and Oak Avenue in Schleswig at around 2 p.m. Sunday. Officials said 28-year-old Brett Nuzu of Chiron had just opened the door to his camper to go outside and light a cigarette when the camper exploded. Nuzu was transported to the Crawford County Hospital for treatment of burns to his face and hands. He was later flown by helicopter to another medical facility for additional treatment. Officials said the camper was parked behind three buildings, all of which had minor damage to their exteriors. The camper itself was destroyed in the blast. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports five arrests over the past couple of weeks. Yesterday, Adams County deputies arrested Warren Davis of Winterset on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. And at around 10:40 p.m. on Sunday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop near Highway 25 and 272nd Street. Upon further investigation, Galen White of Lenox was placed under arrest for OWI second offense. At around 8 p.m. last Thursday, Adams County deputies were notified of a suspicious person at the Dollar General store. And upon further investigation, Donald Gay of Corning was placed under arrest for public intoxication. At around 8:40 p.m. on September 22nd, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop, and Crystal Schwartz of Nebraska was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Back on September 21st, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop in Corning, and upon further investigation, Arvid Hiley of California was placed under arrest for OWI. Hiley was also cited for open container as a driver. Elsewhere in area news over the weekend, Red Oak police arrested 26-year-old Dustin James Danick Saturday. Danick, who is from Red Oak, was arrested in the 300 block of East Market Street for domestic abuse assault, second offense. He was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. Police officers in Council Bluffs were called to the 1800 block of Valley View Drive at around 2:25 a.m. Sunday for a reported single vehicle rollover accident. The vehicle had left the road while traveling west on Interstate 80 near mile marker 5 and ended up on its top on Valley View Drive. The driver, 21-year-old Kevin Faustin of Maryland, was extricated by the fire department and transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. And in state news, several hundred runners gathered in the hometown of slain Iowa College student Molly Tibbetts over the weekend to honor her memory with a run. The Des Moines Register reports the run yesterday in the east central Iowa town of Brooklyn helped to raise more than $20,000 for the University of Iowa Children's Hospital. Molly Tibbetts' older brother, Jake Tibbetts, encouraged participants to enjoy the run the way his sister would have. 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts vanished while out for a run in Brooklyn on July the 18th. Her body was found in a cornfield a little more than a month later. A 24-year-old man has been charged with first-degree murder in Tibbetts' stabbing death. And a new survey suggests the economy remains strong in nine Midwestern and Plains states, but business leaders are concerned about the ongoing trade disputes. The overall economic index for the region slipped to 57.5 in September, from August 61.1, but remained in positive territory. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says he expects business will slow down, but will continue growing in the next few months because of the trade concerns and rising interest rates. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests growth in the economy. A score below that would suggest, of course, decline. In our funeral announcements, Rudy Moses, age 21 of Atlantic, died September 5th at the Cass County Hospital from injuries suffered in a bicycle accident. A massive Christian burial for Rudy Moses will be today at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Harry J. Frederickson, age 77, of rural Linden, died September 24th at his home. Funeral services for Harry Frederickson will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Raymond W. Anderson, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday in Erling. Funeral services for Raymond Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. John Schmidt, age 74, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. A celebration of life for John Schmidt will be today at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Billy Meister, age 68, of Manning, died September 12th at the VA hospital in Des Moines. A memorial service for Billy Meister will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Kim Lubeck, age 67, of Panora, died Thursday. Funeral services for Kim Lubeck will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Ruth Ellen Cavalt, of age 95, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Ruth Cavalt will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Wallace Ensley, age 86, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wallace Ensley will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Randy Kent Ireland, age 62, of Lewis, died Friday at his home. Memorial services for Randy Ireland will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Isabel Marie Feldman, age 98, of Harlan, died Saturday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Isabel Feldman will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard Thomas, age 79, of Guthrie Center, died September 14th at his home. Memorial services for Richard Leland Thomas will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Fairview Congregational Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Calvin Knopp, age 93, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home in rural Atlantic. Funeral services for Calvin Knopp are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Linda Meyer, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Services for Linda Meyer are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Earl Blunk, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Earl Blunk are pending at Roland's. And Mary Sanbothy, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Mary Sanbothy is pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.